And here we are, sitting at just a little after 10 o'clock, and it's a perfect time for the Poet's Corner. June Lohoff on the line with us today. Always good to hear from you, June. Thanks for calling in today.
Well, thank you.
What'd you bring us today?
Well, this is kind of a Valentine-y one. It's called Remembering Heart Day.
Okay, we're ready when you are, June.
Okay. Looking back throughout the years of Heart Day, those hearts came not in a package of cellophane. You made them with your own two hands, with all of them coming out about the same. A pair of blunt-nosed scissors and paste, a red crayon on white stationery, and if you'd had a dime or two, you could buy some sugar hearts at the local confectionery. As a teenager, it was never how they were made, as long as there were some. It was not how many you received, it was who you got them from. Well, marriage came and soon came kids, while life just moved along. The chocolate hearts of February's from the spouse had been long gone. This happening was from years ago when the children were quite wee. If romance was to be enriched on February 14, it would have to come from me. One thought it would be fun and entertaining and certainly a little bit racy. Through books and magazines that had been perused, that one could fashion up some flashy pasties. So heart-shaped pieces were cut from product that was at hand. Some fancy lace and fringy yarn and also school glue is what was used for the design of these and to the attachment of these two. Now, there's certain times a female's mind wonders, why didn't I leave well enough alone? Or perhaps there should be some warning signs like, do not try this at home. Supper was now over. The family had been fed, baths taken, stories read, prayers said, and kiddos sleeping soundly in their bed. While husband reading and watching TV, myself, enhanced by some homemade rhubarb wine, I slipped into the bathroom to set the scene of a special Valentine. When all the lace and fringes were in place, what would happen then was left to my imagination, as husband turning red with laughter with my Valentine creation. Well, the discomfort stayed a couple of weeks from the removal of this silly and crazy caper. My advice is, if you're attaching something to a body part, for goodness sakes, don't use contact paper. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, June. We enjoyed that very much.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.